sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks. You are tuned in. You're a very tuned in audience, and right now you're tuned into the Trump phenomenon. With me tonight, Paul Fromm. Hi, Paul.
Hi, James.
Well, let's see. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I know you're going to make some comments on it. I'm very eager to hear what you have to say. I was just sickened by President Trump's remarks about gun control. And
well, let me jump right in. Let me jump right in on that.
The other thing was take the guns first and then have a hearing. That turns Anglo-Saxon.
Let me jump right in on that, Paul. Did you watch the entire 1 hour and 3 minutes?
No, I did not.
That's what you need to do. And anybody who wants to comment on Donald Trump's conference that he had with 24 congressmen and senators, you need to watch the full 1 hour and 3 minutes. Because what you're going to get if you watch the news is you're going to get 30-second clips, which have been edited for effect. The idea. I mean, remember the mainstream media, the lamestream media. Their idea is to destroy Trump. It's always to destroy Trump. And one of the classic techniques of our enemies is divide and conquer, is to set up discord amongst us. That's one of their very, very successful techniques, and they will always use it on us. So among the things I'm going to talk about tonight are the two big stories from yesterday that I didn't cover. One is this meeting in the White House with key people, both Democrats and Republicans, on the subject of, well, what are we going to do about shootings like the Parkland shooting? That was really the topic. What are we going to do about this? And my takeaway, by the way, is that Donald Trump was brilliant. And the path that he's charted to go out is also to follow is also brilliant. Another topic that we didn't just talk about last night is the Billy Graham lying in honor, which is what that is called. Not lying in state, but lying in honor. Only the fourth American to lie in honor in the rotunda of the Capitol. That also, Donald Trump appeared at that event. And by the way, this is typical Trump, that high-powered meeting in the White House with the whole leadership on the issue of guns of the House and Senate. And then he has he delivers an amazing oration in front of the casket of Billy Graham at an event that reached America big. It reached America on a very deep level, and Donald Trump, just again, brilliant. Those are the two big topics. Let's see, smaller topics. Coming up Sunday is an Italian election in which the Trump revolution, the Trump phenomenon, will probably be very much in evidence as the Italians go to the polls, having the same kind of choices we have here in America. Are we going to go down the Trump road, or are we going to go down some other road? And thank goodness the Italians, well, we'll see on Sunday, we'll cover it on our Sunday show, what road the Italians go down. But let me jump into on the meeting that occurred. Donald Trump, let's see. You have to back up, look at the whole thing, watch the whole thing, and then realize the context of it. Did Donald Trump cave on the Second Amendment? Absolutely not. You have to listen to him over and over again, reiterating the fact, and he has always been a tremendous friend and supporter of the Second Amendment. He didn't cave on anything. And he's not giving away our gun rights at all. What he's doing is, well, I wrote down some notes on this here. He's actually strengthening our Second Amendment. And that was very clear. He said, now get this. He is the first man in American history. The first one. The point that he made over and over again is no more gun-free zones. Nobody, Reagan didn't talk about this. No one on the national stage says no more gun-free zones in America. Now that right there, folks, that's worth the price of admission right there. That one thing, that one act of brilliance on his part. Does that diminish the Second Amendment? A president who says, folks, we ain't going to have any more gun-free zones. That is such bad news for the left. Because the left, their whole thing is the churches, no guns. The schools, no guns. Government buildings, no guns. Sports events, no guns. No guns allowed. No airports. You can't have guns.
No guns.
Army bases, even no guns. And Donald Trump, brilliantly again, he knows his stuff facts. He's not a thumb sucker. He knows, for instance, in the case of four high-level army marksmen who were gunned down, slaughtered in their own army base because their army base didn't allow them to carry a sidearm or a weapon. So a guy got into the base. He knew it was a gun-free zone. He walked up to these four guys that are internationally top-ranked marksman, and he just gunned him down, slaughtered him. Donald Trump made that point. No more gun-free zones. Listen, folks, that's not what Dianne Feinstein wants. That's not what Chuck Schumer wants. But that's what Donald Trump is giving him right in the kisser. Now, what's the second big point he made? And I'm going to the points that he reiterated over and over again with emphasis. Hear it in his voice. Listen to his meaning. He said, he addressed the question of mental health. Backing up a little bit, his overall theme was, hey, why haven't you people ever handled these mass shootings? You don't do anything. You don't have a solution for the mass shootings. Obama didn't address it. Clinton didn't address it. Neither of the Bushes addressed it. And Trump, a great businessman, a great problem solver, a great builder, he's saying, what's wrong with you people? We can stop this happening. And then he analyzed it. How can we stop it happening? Well, step number one, no more gun-free zones. Okay, that's brilliant right there. That might stop it right there. But then he says, what's the second people, you clowns? He doesn't say clowns, but why haven't you people addressed this? Why haven't you addressed the fact that we have crazy people walking around with high-powered weapons? That's stupid to have crazy people. That's not the Second Amendment, folks. The Second Amendment is so that you, a sane person, can defend your family and your freedom with firearms. The Second Amendment is not so that the craziest people in your town, people that are mentally off the deep end, can walk into any gun show and buy an AR-15 and add a bump stock to it while they're at it, and maybe a flash suppressor. No. That's not the Second Amendment. And Donald Trump, he met with Wayne LaPierre, the head of the NRA, on Sunday, had lunch with him, and he said, Wayne, come on. Come on, guys. We can do better than this. Defending the Second Amendment is not allowing crazy people to have guns. So Donald Trump said in that meeting, he said, let's find a way to keep guns out of the hands of crazy people, whack jobs. That's brilliant. And he said, and that's not hard to do. We can do it. He said, the Parkland shooting illustrates this. This guy was a known whack job. The sheriff had been out. The sheriff was a gun grabber named Scott Israel. He's been out to this guy's house 39 or 37 times. Reports of violence. Reports that he wanted to be a shooter. He wants to buy guns. He's got guns. He's buying guns. He's passing the background checks. Donald Trump's saying, the whole system is a joke. This guy was an obvious whack job. Nobody should have ever passed him on a background check. He should have been red flagged as a nut. That nobody wants a guy like that to have a gun. And he should not have been allowed to have a gun. That's not a diminution of your Second Amendment, folks. That's strengthening it. Because if the Second Amendment is made to look like something stupid, which is it's the right of crazy people to have guns, then the whole thing is going to get thrown out. Because people are going to go, that's stupid. The constitutional right for crazy people to have guns, that capable of killing, 100 people in 2 minutes. So Donald Trump said, no more guns for crazy people. We'll find a way to do this. He didn't come up with answers at this meeting. He, in an incredible act of leadership, he actually had Dianne Feinstein and the whole crowd, the good guys and the bad guys, all of them on a short leash. He was clearly the leader at this meeting, asking them, what's wrong with you? Why haven't you addressed this question? Number three, he said, warnings on this guy weren't heeded. The system is broken. So part of his way to solve the Parkland shootings is let's build a system where the data on crazies like this guy is uploaded and it's accessible and it's used. Let's make this system work. That's a good idea. Number four, he said, the background checks have to be strong. He said, I'm the biggest fan of the Second Amendment. He says, but he said on Sunday when his talk with Wayne LaPierre and the NRA leadership, come on, guys, we can do better than this. The idea of just knee-jerk opposing background checks is a loser. It jeopardizes the Second Amendment. No background checks, no restrictions, nothing. Everybody's going to have the right to buy a howitzer, buy a rocket-equipped helicopter, and a M1A1 tank. That's not the Second Amendment. So he said, in that regard, we got to have strong background checks. Well, all of us, do any of us fear a background check? No, of course not. A background check is very simple. Do you have a criminal record? Are you a felon? Are you a wife beater or a husband beater? Do you have severe mental issues? That's all a background check is. And if you don't have those things, you're fine. They're not going into your political views. Background check doesn't go into, whether you're tardy at work or whether whether your grade point average was good in high school. If you've got a clean criminal record and you don't have a domestic violence problem or you're not a whack job, you have no problem getting cleared on my county here in Grand Forks, North Dakota is a good example. The sheriff in a newspaper article, he said, I want everybody to have a concealed carry here, and I okay 98% of the applications. It's just the 2% that I turned down. And folks, that 2% that our sheriff turns down, you don't want those people carrying guns around you. 98% sail right through concealed carry, and the town feels safer for it. And Donald Trump, by the way, made that point very clearly, that concealed carry makes a town safer. He has strengthened his idea of having armed people in hardened high schools or schools of all sorts and institutions of all sorts is the greatest enhancement of the Second Amendment in our lifetimes. It's a real way to make the Second Amendment work, and it's a way to teach young people, hey, having guns makes you safer. They're not something to be feared and dreaded and, the way the Australians did. They turned in their guns and melted them down as if they're the evil and nasty guns are going to, just fire on their own. Then he said, what was more? Some more stuff here. Oh, I have page after page of this material. He said, he got Chuck Grassley, a very good pro Second Amendment man. He said, let's be careful, Mr. President. When we talk about mental illness, let's make sure that we're only talking about the mental illness in which a person is dangerous to others. He said there are lots of forms of mental illness which don't make a person dangerous at all and don't disqualify them at all for possessing weapons. And the president immediately agreed with Chuck Grassley on that. And then another idea he had, eloquently presented by the president, he said, you have to be 21 to buy a handgun in the United States. But you only have to be 18 to buy a high-powered AR-15. Well, what's wrong with that picture? Now, who are the unstable? What is something that all psychologists know about people? Car insurance companies sure know this. What is the state of mind of an 18, 19, 20, or 20-year-old boy? Are they safety conscious? Are they stable? Are they have they got their feet on the ground? Well, all you dads out there, you know the answer to that one. And all those insurance companies that triple their insurance rates for kids that age, they know the answer to that one. They're not safe. So is it a compromise of your Second Amendment to tell 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, nope, can't have an AR-15 till you're 21? Is that a diminution of your Second Amendment, or is it a strengthening of it? Look at the illogic of saying, well, you can't put an age limit on it. Well, then, okay, let's have AR-15s in the hands of 9-year-olds. That would be even better, right? Wrong. How about 6-year-olds? So the point is that, and just as Donald Trump said to Wayne LaPierre, come on, you guys, we can do better than this. And what Donald Trump is doing, folks, is he's leading the nation. No president has done it. He's saying, we're not going to have any more of these shootings. We're not, obviously, something will happen again. But we're going to cut down on it. We're not going to have them with the frequency that we have them. They're not going to be as severe as they are. If a crazy person does get their hands on a gun, and of course, any kind of gun can be used to kill lots of people very quickly. But there will be people shooting back. And let's see, what else did he do? It was brilliant. And there were people there at the table, very strong people on the Second Amendment, like Steve Scalise, who was shot himself by a crazy person and is only alive today because there were one of the people at the table said this. Was it Trump himself or was it one of the other speakers? But Trump agreed with it. Immediately, I think it was Congressman, I'll find it here in a moment, a congressman from Florida has said, Paul, you can help me with this too. It's one of the greatest statements the Second Amendment. I'm trying to remember how it goes exactly. It's, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump, folks, he agrees with that 110%. Here's what the left does. They want you on the right to not trust Donald Trump. They want you to think, oh, he's a sellout. They want you to bail on Donald Trump. Let me tell you right now, Dianne Feinstein and Chuck Schumer want you right now badly. They want you to bail out on Donald Trump. And this is the left's tactic, is to undermine him. He's, his character is bad. His sex life is bad. His business is corrupt. He's feeble-minded. He's overweight. His hair is falling out. Any insult they can launch at Donald Trump to get you to lose sight of the fact this guy is saving our country. We'll be right back after this break.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild
America. Rebuild America first. Hey, folks, we're just getting started here. And one of the things that Donald Trump mentioned, and I'm going to say it again, the brilliant session he had with the leaders of Congress, doing something you never saw Obama doing that, or Bush or Clinton. These guys didn't have the ability or the patriotism to actually try to solve a problem. They just wallowed in their partisan bickering at each other. We lose. Donald Trump used an example of these shootings that these guys wouldn't solve. Adam Lanza, the Sandy Hook shooting. 20 years old. He walks in with a Bushmaster XM15 E2S rifle. Obviously, I'm reading that. I don't remember that. I'm reading it off of the page here. This is after he first executed his own mother. 20 years old, obviously crazy, obviously a whack job, able to get a Bushmaster legally. And warnings have been sent in to the authorities, just as in Parkland, saying this is a crazy kid who hates his mother. He's a danger. Now, let's go to the thing that Donald Trump said in this meeting that people are getting most excited about, where he said, I'm quoting him. He said, let's take the gun first. Everybody jumped out of their skin. Not everybody. But what was the right thing to do with Adam Lanza? And here's what Donald Trump, as a businessman, as a hotel owner, as a person who is, if there's a guy in the lobby of his hotel with a Bushmaster or an AR-15 with a crazy look in his eyes, and he's 20 years old, what is Donald Trump's immediate action? What is he going to tell his security staff to do immediately? Get that gun out of that crazy person's hands. Not let's go to the local court here and try to get the judge to issue an injunction against this 20-year-old standing in my lobby with an AR-15. No, grab the gun. And then do the 1.5-year process of going in the courtroom to see whether this person should have his Second Amendment ability to own that gun. But here's what happened. All those children, the children at Sandy Hook were 6 and 7 years old. I'm looking at the thing here. It's been a while for me. I don't remember everything. I'm reading an article here in Wikipedia. But these were children from kindergarten through fourth grade. They didn't need to die. If a proactive sheriff, with the warnings that they had received about Adam Lanza, had gone to his home, seen the Bushmaster there, or been told about the Bushmaster, or if he'd interviewed Mrs. Lanza and she said, yeah, my son, look in his closet. She has the authority to do that. She can take the sheriff in and say, look in his closet. And there's a Bushmaster sitting there. What's the right thing to do, ladies and gentlemen, if you're Donald Trump? Walk out of the house with a crazy kid with, 500 rounds and a Bushmaster with notes and scribblings and postings everywhere that he wants to kill people. Walk out of the house in order to what? Defend the Second Amendment? And then go down to the courthouse and say, we've got a crazy person with a gun. We're filing papers. The judge is not in session right now. He'll receive your papers next week. And et cetera. And 6 months from now, after a lot of people are dead, and including himself, because he killed himself, we'll take away his Bushmaster. No! You take that gun and put it in the back of your cruiser.
There's a danger there, though. Totalitarian state can seize your guns and give you a hearing, or whenever. There's got to be some pretty tight guarantees.
But, Paul, here's the problem with...
Because I'm one of those people who doesn't trust the government.
The danger, Paul, is we lose the Second Amendment entirely by defending a ridiculous version of it.
It's in the Constitution. You can't repeal the Constitution.
Why are we not allowed to own howitzers? Why are we not allowed to own bazookas or flamethrowers? Those are firearms. Why are we not allowed to own hand grenades? In other words, having a reasonable, sane application of the Second Amendment is a way to keep it, preserve it. If people were allowed to have 150 millimeter howitzers, the Second Amendment would be repealed overnight. If that's what the Second Amendment meant, or flamethrowers. So not allowing crazy people to have guns who are saying, I'm going to kill you, is not in a breach of the Second Amendment. That's just the application of sanity. And Paul, but it's not possible to go from that to say, well, wait a minute. If they can take a gun away from Adam Lanza, they can take away your gun. No, they can't. And I'll explain that right after this break.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the shoe. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be.
And let me, there's so much to cover here. That Donald Trump packed into an hour and 3 minutes. It's amazing. You want to watch the whole thing. I'll try to play a couple little tiny pieces of it. But the point that was just being considered, Paul and I were talking about this. If they can take away the gun of a, take it, take the guy's gun. Who's a crazy man. His mother said, he's going to shoot me. He's writing threatening letters, you know, everybody at the school, this guy that went into Parkland, he wasn't allowed to wear a backpack into school because everybody was sure he was going to bring guns into school. I mean, come on. You can't go to that level of ridiculous without, at a certain point, you have to say, you know, look, if you're out on the street brandishing a gun and screaming and there's blood coming out of your ears and you're threatening people, is a cop going to take your gun away from you? Yes, he is. Did he violate your Second Amendment rights? No, he didn't. He just defended them. But so does that mean that now if they could take a gun away from a crazy person who's a danger to everybody, well, that opens up the door to all of us. They'll just declare all of us crazy and take away all our guns. No, come on.
No, that is, but, you know, if you are in the Soviet Union, they considered dissidents either CIA agents or crazy. I'm not saying most governments here would do that, but I would say if your guns are seized, you should be granted a hearing before a judge, let's say within 48 hours.
Absolutely. And Donald Trump said that. He said, get Adam Lanza's gun, get the Parkland shooter's gun, and then he can go into court and he can try to convince the judge he's safe and he's not trying to kill people, and he can get his gun back. But he's not going to win that case. If the police got it wrong and they took a gun wrongfully away from a person, they would lose that case. But but jumping to the idea that here's what Donald Trump's doing, folks. It's brilliant. Parents are worried. They want to know that schools are safer than they are now. And Donald Trump is saying, I'm going to give you that. I'm a guy who produces results. I'm going to make your school safer. I'm going to harden it. Folks, that's revolutionary. Nobody, even in the NRA, has ever proposed that. You know, I want people packing heat in the classroom. Hallelujah, Brother Trump. That's the biggest boost to gun ownership and to the importance of firearms to our own safety ever in our lifetimes. But his idea of getting guns out of the hands of crazies. Now, by the way, folks, think about it again. Do people like Chuck Schumer and Dianne Feinstein and these other left-wing loonies, I think secretly, folks, they want crazy people to have guns. Think about it. They do want to disarm America. They do want to ban all guns. And what's their meal ticket to achieving that? People like Adam Lanza. If enough people like Adam Lanza are shown gun-free zones and allowed to buy AR-15s or Bushmasters at gun shows, then that's Dianne Feinstein and Chuck Schumer's dream come true. Donald Trump is spoiling their dream. Now, let me talk about another thing he mentioned. He talked about the fact that there are loopholes. One of the people there was a congressman, I'll find it here in a moment, from Florida, a new guy to me, somebody I haven't known in the past. He made this point, too. It's too easy for the bad guys to get guns. One of these is a gun show loophole, where a guy can show up at a gun show and sell guns with no registration, no background check, to a 20-year-old like Adam Lanza. That doesn't work, folks. It doesn't work. It's not an infringement of your Second Amendment right. A background check is not an infringement of your Second Amendment right. It's just sanity. And the dealers, all the dealers do background checks now. They're quick, they're easy, they're efficient. And all the dealers at the gun shows, the dealers have to do background checks. It's only the guy with a little card table who's not a dealer. He's allowed to sell you a gun with no background check. Well, the bad guys go to that table. They know that's where they can get their gun. And the other loophole is this. One of the congressmen, a Republican congressman, said, one of my nightmares when I was in law enforcement, he said, was out on the streets, my officers would, they've got known people out there selling stolen guns, and we couldn't do anything about it. And we could buy a gun from them, but we couldn't charge them with illegal sale of a gun. We could sell them an illegal gun. We couldn't charge them with buying an illegal gun. He said, we need to have some system whereby the sale of a gun is done the way dealers do it in gun shows. It's registered and it's background checked. That's not an infringement on your Second Amendment right, folks. The Wild West approach of anybody can have a gun and they can get it any way they want, and there's no possible, you can't record it or have any record of it. And if a cop, you can't, it isn't going to work. It isn't going to fly with America. It's a moonshot that produces bad results. And it's not, it ends up with your Second Amendment getting shredded. Whereas a sanely administered Second Amendment actually protects your Second Amendment. And that's what Donald Trump did in this meeting. And another thing he said that you'll see quoted on the news, in order to scare you, Donald Trump had a brilliant moment. He's looking around the room at the right wingers at the table and the left wingers at the table, all of them. And he looked at them with a smile on his face. He said, I know what's got you folks. You're terrified of the NRA. You're all terrified of the NRA. And you could hear a pin drop. He's the only guy with the balls to say that. He said, I'm not. I'm trying to solve the problem. I met with Wayne LaPierre, who's the head of the NRA, who's his friend, his good friend. And he's a huge supporter of the NRA. But he's not afraid of the NRA. If the NRA takes an unreasonable position, he's the only guy willing to say, come on, guys, you can do better than this. Flamethrowers for teenagers? No, we're not going to have flamethrowers for teenagers. Well, Bushmasters for Adam Lanza? No, we're not going to have Bushmasters for Adam Lanza. And if you can hear a pin drop, and Donald Trump said, and rightly so, he is the biggest friend of the NRA, 5 million members strong. And just recently, they added 500,000 members just in the recent, as a result of Parkland, I think. They added 500,000 members, they say. So anyway, that's my, I don't know. I've jumped all over that hour and 3 minutes. Do yourself a favor and watch the whole thing. It's on YouTube. Don't watch parts of it. Watch the whole thing. And it's, to me, it's a tour de force. It's a brilliant, brilliant president doing what he did with the tax bill. Nobody could solve that. 30 years, nobody's been able to straighten out the American tax system because everybody's frozen. They can't act. They can't lead. Donald Trump can do it. And when Donald Trump gets a gun law passed that keeps guns out of the hands of crazies and allows the hardening of the end of gun-free zones, hey, America is going to say hallelujah, thank you. Thank you, President Trump, just as we're saying thank you for the great tax bill that we just got. That's my take on that. Now, let me see. Let's go to some callers here. There's so much I wanted to cover. Let me think here. We've only got a few minutes left. I wanted to cover his incredible oration, a tribute to Billy Graham in the Rotunda, surrounded there by the paintings of John Trumbull, the painter of the Revolution, who is my fourth cousin. All those paintings you see on the wall, almost all of them, painted by John Trumbull. And Donald Trump made mention of those paintings that were around him as he saluted Billy Graham. That was a wonderful, wonderful thing he did yesterday. And the, well, let me go to a caller here. Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, what is on your mind, sir?
It's not beyond the government media complex to produce the gun grabbers, they're all the same, to produce incidents that would shock the masses, to give the government media complex the excuse to pass more restrictive legislation to go after the guns.
Oh, and by the way, Joel, you raise a good point. One of the things Donald Trump mentioned in this talk, he said, forget about bump stocks. He said, I'm going to take them away with an executive order. Okay, now, does that compromise your Second Amendment? No, it doesn't. And let me explain
why.
You
asked me, can I answer? You asked me the question, then you answered it for me. Okay, yes,
okay,
it does, because the last people to do anything about the Second Amendment is the federal government. The Second Amendment is aimed at them to do nothing about it. The last people that could do anything about it is the federal government. That includes Donald Trump.
Okay, all right, Joel, fair point, but I'm going to refute it. So do you have 150 millimeter howitzer in your backyard?
No, because the federal government restricted that.
That's right.
Against the Second Amendment.
Okay, see, you just made a ridiculous point. If the NRA and if the Second Amendment forces, and the NRA doesn't make that point that you just made, if you try to defend an indefensible position, you lose. You lose the whole debate. You throw the baby out with the bathwater. And let me explain on the bump stock. I know my guns. I'm very familiar with guns, and I'm proficient. And I've owned some great guns, like a Ruger Mini 14, a good gun, some good Colt weapons. But I had never even heard of a bump stock until the Las Vegas shooter came around. I had never even heard of this device. And is this essential to my Second Amendment? A special forces man commented on that crazy, another crazy person, shooter in Las Vegas. He said that guy if he'd taken the bump stock off his gun, could have killed a lot more people. Because with a bump stock, all of your shots are unaimed. You can't aim with a bump stock. He said, a good shooter would aim and have killed a lot more people. He said, thank goodness the guy had a bump stock because he was just spraying unaimed shots.
James, yes? That is all that minutia is if that situation in Las Vegas actually took place. Have you ever researched anything to see for personally if that really took place the way the official story says?
Joel, with all due respect, let's leave that question about what the story in Las Vegas was. My point is about what Donald Trump is saying. America perceives the bump stock as being a really bad thing, okay? Now, Donald Trump says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to show leadership. I'm going to tell America, no, we're not going to have howitzers in our backyard, flamethrowers in our basements, and we're not going to have bump stocks on our guns. To defend our freedom, you nor I don't need this device, which I had never heard of. I'm 69 years old. I've had a lot to do with guns. I've never heard of a bump stock. And it is, in fact, a stupid device. And folks, if anybody doesn't know out there, it's a device, folks, that just, in effect, fires your gun automatically from the recoil of each shot, fires the next shot. You basically have lost control of your weapon. Go ahead, Joel.
My point is that the federal government are the last people who are supposed to be doing anything about it. I'll say it again. The Second Amendment was aimed at them to stay out of it. Now, if somebody wants to make some minor restrictions on somebody who that they think is crazy or not, or some devices, it's not the federal government to do that. That Second Amendment was aimed strictly, directly pointed at them.
Okay, Joel, look, your city council, okay, is not the agency. It is the federal government that has to deal with the question. That's why it's in the federal constitution, okay? The Second Amendment was designed so that we as a citizenry would be able to defend ourselves against a tyrannical government with effective weapons. That's the purpose of the Second Amendment. Donald Trump is not infringing that. Taking away bump stocks does not infringe that. Telling crazy people they can't have a gun does not infringe that. Telling people you got to be 21. You have to be 21 to own a pistol. You know, you have to be 21 to drink. You have to be 21 to drink.
Let me try it this way. Okay. Let me try it this way. Where does Donald Trump get the authority to do anything about the Second Amendment? I want to know where he gets the authority.
He, as the president of the United States, does have the authority to protect the citizenry. What if the shooter in Las Vegas had used a flamethrower, or what if he had been throwing grenades out the window, and grenades were not at that point illegal? You could own a grenade. Does the president of the United States have the right to write an executive order saying no more grenades for crazy people? Yes, he does. I mean, if the president doesn't have that authority, surely no one else does. No congressman, no senator can possibly have the authority that the president has. Yes, the president has a lot of authority. That's why he's the only person who can write an executive order. It's why he's written all these executive orders that have made you safer and more prosperous in the last year. Donald Trump has written a slew of tremendous executive orders where he wasn't going to wait around for 2 years, waiting around for something to happen from these do-nothing senators and congressmen. He was going to get it done. And he's taking the same approach. He does not want to have another incident where an Adam Lanza is mowing down little children and the system is utterly broken. Warnings ignored. Yeah, go ahead.
If a person uses a weapon, a flamethrower or a gun or whatever, does the flamethrower or the gun commit the crime, or does the person commit the crime?
Of course the person commits the crime.
So then why go after the tool that they use?
Because use your brain. Okay, if you had a crazy person, let me ask you this. If you had a crazy, now I wanted to see, I'll try not to personalize it. If you had a neighbor who's clearly demented, I mean, he slashes his wrists, he's suicidal, Lanza killed himself, all these people are suicidal, all of them. He's threatening people, he's threatening you, he's told you he's going to shoot you. He brandishes his Bushmaster out the window, pointing in your direction. Are you going to be concerned about this guy's Second Amendment to be able to do all of that? No, you're going to want your local sheriff. You're going to want your local sheriff to come over, interview that man's family, talk to his doctors, get those guns away from him. And look, let me put it this way. You know, this is something about our movement, Joel. One of the reasons our movement has stayed so small until Donald Trump, we were a microscopic movement of pretty much little impact until Donald Trump came along. What Donald Trump is, he's made things reasonable and sensible to average people instead of taking ridiculous positions that could never become popular, which we've been doing for more than half a century. I'll be right
you
back.
Personally looked in, have you personally looked into the Sandy Hook situation to see if the
we'll talk about right after the break. Stay with me, Joel, right after the break.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And sadly, we have almost no time. Joel, I just want to thank you for calling in. I'm out of time, so can't explore your further points, but thank you, Joel. We've also got Ken in Fort Worth on the line and Rick in Arizona. Ken, I just want to say hi to you. Ken, are you there? Come in, Ken.
Here I am. Hey, I was on, I guess, InfoWars website, and it says, here's a video. It looks like somebody's throwing stuff in a car. And supposedly it was down in Florida, that high school shooting.
Okay, but Ken, that's interesting. But we're with only a couple minutes left here.
You could not play the video.
Well, okay, Ken.
See if you can find it.
Okay, all right, Ken. Well, I'll go for that. But I just want to thank you for calling in and apologize. I don't have time to take your points, which I'm sure are good. And then I just want to say hi also to Rick in Arizona. And you got a rain check. You can call back tomorrow night. Rick in Arizona, are you there?
Yeah.
Come in, Rick. Hey, Rick. Same apology to you. We've run out of time. And here's what I've tried to do tonight. I've tried to sell the audience the idea that this incredible man, who's the most important man to appear in your life, I assure you, I agree with Nigel Farage, who says, my decision to support Donald Trump's candidates, he said, was the most important, the best decision I ever made in my life. That's Nigel Farage saying that, a far more weighty character than I am. But I'm trying to persuade you of the same point. This man is a genius. He's a total patriot. And he's saving our bacon. He's saving our lives, folks. And he's not going to betray you on the Second Amendment. Don't have a freak out because he actually sits down at a table with the other people in Congress. He's a leader. He sat down with them. Trust me, he is going to bushwhack all of them. He is going to outdeal them and be a leader, just as he did with the tax cuts, folks. Feinstein didn't want those tax cuts. Schumer didn't want them. And Donald Trump will deliver that to you. But realize he's the greatest deal maker of our lifetimes. And he solves problems. He is going to build the wall. And when believe the man. He's not a liar. There's no evidence that he's a liar. There's nothing he's done in the last year where he betrayed any of us. He's delivered. He's more than delivered on his promises. And you know, impartial observers, even on the left, have said as much. Human Events just did an analysis, said not only has Donald Trump done what he said he would do in the first year, he's done more than that. And he's only just getting started, folks. He's had to do all of this slogging his way through incredible barriers thrown up against him, legal barriers and media barriers, and he's now clearing those out of his way. Years 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 of his 8-year presidency will each be in successive waves more successful than the one before. It's not a pipe dream, folks. We'll talk more about it tomorrow night. As always, never a dull moment in the Trump phenomenon. See you tomorrow.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.